Hey, Dr. Susie, you back?
Radio.
Hello. Hello.
It's reconnecting.
Okay.
Reconnecting us. Hold on.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Well, thank you for joining us for Your Place Love Connection Bible Study. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Thank you for joining us here every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight, you are joining us right in the middle of our session. We have gotten off on a great start. We have with us tonight Minister Eric Jefferson, and he's talking with us on the topic of what does God say about harmony and unity. We just got through dialoguing with our foundational text, which is Psalm 133:1-3. And we are now in the study talking about where does unity start. We read the section of Malachi 2:10, and now join us to continue that discussion. Brother Jackson,
thank you, Dr. Susie.
Let's go.
Thank you, Dr. Susie. And thank you all for getting reconnected with us. Man, I don't know if I've ever had a series where I could do two introductions in the same night. So when we looked at Malachi, we were talking about we're all of the same Father. We're all of one God. But yet we defame our brothers. We treat them treacherously. And why do we do that? Going against the covenant that our fathers had. And so now I want to transition, and we're talking about where does unity start? And so now I want to transition, if you will, to Galatians 3:26-29. Galatians 3:26-29. Dr. Nooks, do you have that?
Yeah, I do.
Can you read that, please? Doesn't matter. Either one is fine.
Oh, this is the New King James Version.
Okay.
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you are Christ, one more, Jason. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jefferson, might I read my translation, the message?
Yes, please do.
Thank you. It says, but now you have arrived at your destination. By faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Your baptism in Christ was not just your washing you up for a fresh start. It involves dressing you in an adult faith wardrobe, Christ's life, the fulfillment of God's original promise. So in Christ's family, there can be no division into Jew and non-Jew, slave and free, male and female. Among us, you are all equal. That is, we are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ. Also, since you are Christ's family, then you are Abraham's famous descendant, heirs according to the covenant promises.
Amen. So,
amen.
Wow, Dr. Susie, what did you get out of that one? Because I got a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. I really, I mean, it's so much in this that just pops out. It's just so deep because here we are given, you know, that we are in direct relationship. See, when we got to remember that when the curtain rent from top to bottom, we no longer had to have Aaron or some other priest intercede on our behalf. We could go directly through the throne because from the inside out, God tore down all of those barriers from the holy place to the holy through the place where the priest would be to the place where the Jews were down through. We're talking about Solomon's temple, where you went through the court of the women, through the court of the Gentiles, all of that, the breaking down of division was taking place, and we were all leveled at the foot of the cross. And so that's phenomenal for me, as I see that Christ says we are now in direct relationship with God, and we can go to the Lord our God directly. And so our baptism in Christ, you know, this is not just starting us. This is not just starting us on our own. So we're getting that feedback from you, Eric. Sorry, it's not that we are just starting on our own, but that Brother Jefferson, we're getting some serious feedback from your phone.
Is that
better? It's not that. Yeah, we got it. It's not that, you know, yes, we get a fresh start, but that's not just where it stops, you know. And that's what many of us want to stop at the elementary level of, okay, I've been baptized. Oh, no. It says it involves dressing you in an adult faith. Come on, somebody, grow up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Grow up. Grow up in Christ. You're not supposed to stay a baby. You know, that's just like, you know, saying that you want to be walking around in diapers stinky as an adult. You know, come on. We're not going to, you know, tolerate that. When, you know, how would that look, a grown man walking around in diapers, expecting his mama to clean his behind, or, you know.
I don't want to be around.
You know, give. Well, so, you know, that's what God calls us to do, is to grow up and be an adult in our faith, and to live into what God calls and desires for us. I mean, so that's one, those are several issues, but, you know, I really like, and this is what's a really wonderful text for me because of my theological understandings and beliefs, is that here God clarifies the very thing I said about the division from the temple, is that we are all one in Christ Jesus. We're all in common relationship. We're all equal. And so I don't know where we ever came up with these social constructs that said one, because it's not such a thing as race, anyway, but that one
ethnic
group is,
we want to keep people down.
It's a social construct, absolutely. But it's for the person of power and privilege is the purpose. But that's not what God says is true. No, God says it's a lie from hell. And those of us who experience, who want to walk in that, have to understand that that's a lie from the enemy to fool us into creating the disharmony among God's people.
So you're absolutely right. Dr. Nix, I want to hear what you have to say, but I want to say this, that you're no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, black or white, short or tall,
you're Christian.
Field or house, light or black, you know, all that's gone. All that's gone. And yet we still perpetuate it.
Yeah.
And God is saying, no, through Christ Jesus, which you have been baptized into and been made free through all this, through your faith in Christ Jesus. And so there should be some unity in there, starting in Christ Jesus, because you've been baptized into Christ Jesus. And it's taken away all of those issues, those social constructs, all of those things have been done away with. And yet we're holding on to them like, you know, if I lose this, I'm going to die.
You know, I shouldn't say that. Yeah. Amen.
You going to say something? Yeah, I was just going to say that I look at this 28th verse, and I think of all the fighting we had to do in this country.
Amen.
Try to get some equal rights, slaves and women. You know, we had to have constitutional amendments in a country that was supposed to be In God We Trust. And
amen.
Supposed to be based on, you know,
Christian principles.
Christian principles, but also that anybody could worship anyway in our country. And we we set all these boundaries up and had to fight and still fight to try to break them down. And we're fighting with people that call themselves Christians. People trying to stop people from voting. You know, it's trying to have legislation to do that. Having to get things passed to have women get paid the same as men for doing the same work. And I mean, these people that call themselves Christians, and we wonder why sometimes our young people look at us and say, what hypocrites. Why in the world should I be a part of you? And you can't even, you can't even do what's just and right. The Pope comes and says, we ought to be working together, and the guy insults the Pope. I mean, it just looks like we're a big joke. I mean, but we're supposed to be the people of God. And
because we've
fighting.
Taken a back seat, Dr. Nooks. We've taken a back seat. The people of God have taken a back seat to the foolishness.
My Lord.
And
well,
God.
Brother Eric.
Go ahead, Doctor.
That statement you said, we have taken a back seat to, say, what again? What was the word you used?
I got short-term memory, but we've taken to the foolishness of the world. I mean, we've just taken a back seat to it.
My Lord.
You know, that was kind of the reality with me. And the Bible calls us to be the salt of the earth. And if you remember that scripture, it says, if the salt loses its flavor,
what
happens
good is it
it's
to be
trampled
done?
Upon. It's only good
talked
enough to be
trampled
upon. And so in the reality,
my Lord.
That's what's happening.
Yes.
The world is walking all over those of us who claim to be a part of Christians, and we are few. Well, and what I'm trying to say we is because everybody who say they're Christians are not Christian.
True.
There are some specific things that you have to do to be classified as a Christian. Now, we may have expanded that, and it's not biblical, and we're operating on what we think we are, but you can't be a Christian according to the Epistle of John and not love folks. And if this, this scripture says you can't treat people unequal if you really believe the word and it has value to you, because it says right here clearly, we all equal. So when you talk about people who are of one ethnicity versus another ethnicity who are one way or another and you treat them differently intentionally and with desire and intent to hurt or harm or whatever, to not then you're intentional about being disobedient to this word. And the Bible says, he said, don't turn to the right or the left. It says to follow God's word and understand that we have to operate, those of us who are believers, I keep thinking about Joshua's words, God's words to Joshua, is that we have to be strong and of good courage. And with this, here we are, we're walking in the midst of some stuff that's not of God, into a religion that's not spiritual, but is religiosity, that is more pomp and circumstance and tradition. And we were talking today about different groups that's all they really value is the tradition. They don't value
and
the scripture or the word. They just value the tradition, the ritual, and the pomp and the circumstance.
And we need to move out of that, and we need to be looking at where unity starts for us and what we've been called to do. And so with that, I want to turn us to our last scripture for this evening for a dialogue, and that's Ephesians 2:17-22. Ephesians 2:17-22.
Okay.
And Dr. Susie, you have that one.
Yes, I do.
Can you go ahead and read it and tell me what translation you're using?
Through 22. I'm using the message, unless you want to know.
All right.
No, go ahead and use that one.
It says, Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of the hostility. Christ came and preached peace to you outsiders and peace to us insiders. He treated us as equals and so made us equals. Through him, we both share the same spirit and have equal access to the Father. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. God's using us all, irrespective of how we got here and what he is building. He used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. I read
message. Amen. Dr. Nooks, can you read the New Living Translation version you've got there?
Sure. He brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, peace to the Jews who were near. Now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. The cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through him, you Gentiles are also being made part of this dwelling where God lives by his Spirit.
So let's help the audience. So the Gentiles were despised by the Jews. They were the outcasts. They were the scum of the earth, and they didn't want anything to do with them. And so they were considered, nope, you don't have any part of God. You're not pure. You're not a pure Jew. You don't have anything to do with it. And they were treated as such and ostracized to the nth degree.
Amen.
And the writer of Ephesians is saying, with Christ's death and resurrection, and you have accepted that, none of that matters. You are just as pure as the Jew is. Now, it doesn't matter where you came from, what you've been through, you have arrived. And the cornerstone that binds us all, both together at this particular point, Jews and Gentiles, is Christ Jesus. And that is the start of the unity, is that in God, through Christ Jesus, is the unity because Christ brought us all together. And when we expand that, that's black, that's white, that's male, that's female, that's, you know, police officer, citizen, that's anybody who says that they are a Christian, anybody who believes that they love Christ Jesus and they have accepted Christ as their personal Savior. And that means anybody, and yet we in this realm treat our brothers and sisters like crap. We lie on them, we talk about them, we mistreat them, do stuff to hurt them intentionally. We can't say we're sorry when we do hurt somebody. It may have been unintentional. Well, I have a right. I'm not saying anything. We're just as ornery and contrary as we can be. And yet we want to set up there and say, well, I'm a Christian.
Amen.
But if somebody treats us like that, then we got issues.
Absolutely. But we have to go back to the previous text that we read where it says clearly that we're not just to have a new start, but we're to grow up in the faith.
Absolutely, Dr. Susan.
You have to distinguish, you have to do some personal reflection and distinguish whether God has given you over to a reprobate mind if you ever accepted Christ in the first place. And if you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Savior and are living, trying to live by the precepts of the Word, then you understand that we're not holding you accountable to this because you're not a part of the faith.
Absolutely.
You are not a part of the group
that,
of which is the brick that's being placed inside the foundation, stone by. You're not a stone or brick. You're still out there in the world.
So absolutely. So out of this well-known passage of you know 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm not going to read the love passage. I want to go a little bit past that. When Paul says, it's like this: when I was a child, I spoke as a child and thought and reasoned as a child does. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly as in a poor mirror, but when we will see everything in perfect clarity. Grow up, right, Dr. Susie? We need to grow up in the faith and the maturity, and we need to put away the childish things. And God has saying clearly that unity and harmony is important to him.
Well, Brother Eric, I would challenge us to say that if we're not intending or desiring unity and harmony, then we might want to reflect if we're a part of the building.
Well, I would suggest, Dr. Susan, I don't mean to cut you off, but I would suggest that if you are not striving for those, you're not a part of the building.
But that's what I said. That's exactly what I just said.
You're absolutely correct,
mm-hmm.
Doctor. You're absolutely
mm-hmm.
correct. How wonderful it is and
is.
How pleasant when brothers live together in harmony. I mean, that's first verse of the foundational text. I mean, how wonderful it is, how pleasant when brothers live together in harmony.
Well, and Brother Eric, it says, what I really like is it says, Christ brought us together through the death of the cross, and it was the cross that we embraced. That is the center of the kerygma of the word. That is the center of the message of what Christ has done. That's where it ends. That's where the hostility ends. It ends there. And if you can't see what Christ has done to be that which washes away your sins, your blood, cleanses your life through the blood of Jesus, if you can't see that it cleanses the people next to you through the blood of Jesus, if you can't see that it covers you, I give the analogy, it's like when a skunk has sprayed somebody, and that's the difference of us. You know, maybe you're blue, maybe the other one's red, maybe somebody else is green. But when the skunk sprays us, then Christ comes in with the blood of Christ, the tomato juice, and then we have something over us that gets rid of all the funk. All of the differences. We're all the same at that point. And it's that sameness that God sees. It's that sameness, the blood of Christ, that creates the harmony and establishes the unity. And if you don't have that blood of Christ on you, then, you know.
Amen. Well, Dr. Susie, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I want to say that we need to be mindful of living in harmony with the brethren, with those that share the faith, and we need to start there, because if we don't start there, we can't get to harmony and unity with other people. And I made this
Amen.
Comment earlier, and we kind of looked, you know, kind of flew by, but I mean. For most of us, that means we're going to have to get some harmony with ourselves. And the only
Amen.
Way we're going to do that is spending time with God in
with
the Word and
mm-hmm.
prayer and conversation and study and all the things that are going to keep us mindful of God and His Word and the love that Jesus showed us by dying on the cross. So, Dr. Susan,
Amen.
With that, I'll turn it back to you.
Amen. We want to thank Brother Jefferson for the Word today. If there are any prayer requests or praise reports, we want to thank the Lord for our President of the United States and his family, asking protection for them. We want to thank those who are leading the Bible study, and I thank the Lord for their gifts. We want to also be appreciative of our radio audience that's expanded to over 2,500 people or more. And we just ask that those of you who are now who visit that you can call in if you have any questions to the 646-478-4932 anytime during the broadcast to participate in the dialogue. And afterwards, you can send questions to Dr. Susie loveconnection@gmail.com. We want to thank you for joining us. Brother Eric, before you leave, would you like to close us in prayer? Dr. Nix, did you have any input before we leave tonight? Any words that you want to take home for the radio audience?
Well, I would just say that that we need to do some reflection in our own lives and see where the division is at. And
amen.
how we can be ambassadors of love, loving mm-hmm. ourselves and loving those that are close to us, and also building bridges of love across denominations, races, sexes, languages. We just need to be ambassadors of love. That's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
And Brother Jefferson, if you would just close us in prayer, we will be ready.
All right. Let us pray. Gracious Father, Lord God Almighty, we, the humble servants, take time to come before you this evening. Not only taking time this evening, Father, but realizing that we should be taking time in our lives day after day, moment after moment, Father, to praise, honor, and glorify you. For you created worlds out of spoken words. And the stuff that you created, you used to make all that we see in this earth, the trees, the animals, and even our own bodies, Father, were shaped from dust that you breathe the breath of life into. And how wonderful you are that we are still trying to discover worlds and galaxies away, light years away. What an awesome, infinite, wise God you are. But most of all, what a loving God you are, because you knew that we would not live up to what you made us to be. And you created a Savior, your own begotten Son, born of the Virgin Mary, who knew no sin, who willingly gave up his life on a cross, a violent death for a sinful people, and asked you to forgive them, for they knew not what they do. So, Father, as we've been studying about unity, forgive us, for most times we know not what we do. And as Dr. Nook said, we need to take inventory of where this is coming from within us. Because good and evil cannot dwell within one body. Fresh water and salt water cannot coexist together and be good. So help us, Father, to reflect on you, that you may penetrate our selfishness, that we may humble ourselves to do what you have called us to do, to love the brethren, to be in fellowship, to be in unity. And that when it starts with us, that it would expand into our homes, into our churches, into our communities, into our businesses, and to our neighborhoods, and finally throughout our country, Father, for we see such a divisive segment now, and it is killing us, Father. But we who are Christians, we who have been silent for way too long, will now have the power to stand on your word and call this love of you down from heaven. For Christ said, where two or three are gathered, I am in the midst of. And what you ask in my name of the Father will be delivered to you. And all that we ask, Father, you could do so much infinitely more, because you are in charge of all. We are your representatives. So have your hand. May you bless our efforts, our thoughts, our deeds. May you touch our lives for work and health. May you help us to have revival in our homes, in our churches. Provide for us all that we need so that we may continue to do your will, your way, and in your work. And may we not forget that it is only at you who gives us the breath to breathe that we may accomplish those things, that we may be ever mindful to serve you in righteousness and truth. and we will give you the praise, honor, and glory in your Son, Jesus Christ's precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Be sure to join in next Tuesday for the second lesson, Who is the Tie to Unity and God? 1 John 1:1-4, Colossians 3:12-17, and Matthew 18:19-20.
Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Your Place Love Connection, your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment.
Night, Brother Carter. Night, John Boy.